Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, a day later, we know a little bit more about this attack that killed three U.S. service members. We now know their names as well. They have been released. And we understand that there may have been confusion regarding a returning United States drone and the Iranian drone that carried out the attacks on Tower 22 in Jordan near the borders with Iraq and Iran. You know what, folks? This is, again, a very, very sad occurrence, and we are looking at this very seriously right now. The United States, of course, looking to see what kind of response might happen. And that is the central question. We keep hearing that the United States is not looking for war with Iran. John Kirby at the press briefing room said over and over again, we're not looking for war with Iran. But Iran certainly is looking for war with us, with the West, with our way of life. And, folks, what happens now, we keep hearing this will be at a time and place of our choosing, but what happens next is going to dictate, I think, exactly the kind of world we're going to live in, maybe for the next few years. We just don't know. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition of the broadcast. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have a lot planned for the program this morning. We hope that you're well. Thanks for being there. It's great to be here this morning. And don't forget, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 and, of course, across the GCN network throughout the morning as people join us as well. And once again, thanks to everybody at GCN for working so hard for the broadcast, delivering our program and distributing it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And so, folks, once again, it's going to be chock full, and we're going to be talking with Denise Simon later on for some of the latest coming out of what happened after this attack, and also, of course, what's happening again at the border. And, you know, we keep hearing phrases like, well, Texas can simply go its own way, it can secede from the Union. That's a very good question. We'll look at that as we move through the program this morning. But there are people out there, there are forces out there, I think even both domestically and internationally, that want to see America literally tear itself apart. They really, really do. They believe it's easier for America to not just fall ultimately, but to weaken it so much that the world can continue to catch on fire, bad actors can keep doing what they're doing, and go along their merry way. But again, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, should be and continue to be our motto here in this country. Well, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Don't forget as well, the telephone number, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And you can also, you know, we're trying something new here. We've got some highlights in a podcast form. And so you can definitely go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, subscribe to my podcast. And you'll be able to hear some good highlights from the program. We're working on getting an entire podcast of the whole show working and so forth. There are a couple of hoops to jump through on that, we understand. But head on over there if you like to download podcasts, and you can start downloading our podcast here right away. All right. So once again, oh, by the way, here we go. We got Richard the Marine up from his vantage point on the Central Coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Kyle. 53 degrees, cloudy, and no wind. Oh, some very kind words. Great show last night. Thank you. Again, Simplify Richard. Richard, thank you very much. And Simplify right back at you. Yes, I was really pleased with the program because I think we had a lot of good information. We had a lot of good discussions. We had a lot of good callers as well. And I appreciate it very, very much. I do think that when an event like this occurs, you know, it really is time to just rally towards what is going to be best for our country and how we are going to deal with this, you know, terrible threat that's there, not just to us ultimately as a country, but to our very service people, our military that are in harm's way. And there are debates both ways, right, about whether or not they should be there to begin with or whether they should be brought home. But I will tell you this, if they are there, then they need to be able to be protected, and we have to be proactive about that. So much from this administration is always about defensive. Even when we're talking about Houthis in Yemen, we talk about defensive capabilities and so forth. You've heard Denise Simon speak to this, and I applaud her for that. And what we need to be able to do, and I'm not talking about being a warmonger, or I'm not talking about being aggressive, I'm not talking about going out and looking for trouble. When I say proactive, I mean that it's got to go further than don't. You know, all day long I've seen repeated the videos of President Biden and Vice President Harris saying to Iran, don't. You know, if you're thinking about it, don't. You know, golly, you know, I mean, honestly, I didn't think it held much water when they did that the first time. I just didn't. And so to tell them don't, and guess what? This reaction that they've given to the president and ostensibly the vice president is, you know, I'm sorry, we can't hear you, or we hear you, but we don't care. I actually think it's more that. We hear you, but we don't care. And they are looking to expand this. They are looking to take everything on. This, my friends, is a very, very serious, continues to be a very, very serious thing. When we come back, we'll tell you about the confusion that evidently was arising there. We'll also tell you about those who have fallen in service of our country there at Tower 22. And we'll also hear what John Kirby has to say about going against Iran and the entire situation. So, folks, the Monday edition is off to a great start here. Pardon me. Did I say Monday? Tuesday. Tuesday edition. And, yeah, see, I almost got in the time machine there for a moment. But, alas, it was not to be. And we're still in Tuesday, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuesday edition. Tuesday edition. Continues on, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you, of course, here in the wee hours of the morning. You know, we're up with you bright and early, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing across the country this morning. We are flying around flying around the U.S. and landing right smack dab on your radio dial this morning. And so whatever it is that you're doing, if you're driving a truck across country, if you are making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, if you're up throughout the night working a shift, whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad that we're spending some time together because, as I said right at the top of the show, it's chock full. We have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about. And as the morning goes by, it really does go by pretty fast. All right, so let's, first of all, of course, we have more information about what happened at the Tower 22 base in Jordan. This comes to us from ABC News. An enemy drone was probably able to slip past defenses at a U.S. base in Jordan because American personnel mistook the enemy drone for one of their own returning drones, basically, from a surveillance mission, two U.S. officials confirmed on Monday. The officials said that the explosive-laden drone attack approached the base at a low altitude and hit a housing area at the remote Tower 22 base in the Jordanian desert near the border with Syria and Iraq. And I think I misspoke earlier. I said Iraq and Iran, but Syria and Iraq. The attack on Sunday by Iran-backed militants killed three American service members and wounded at least 40 others, U.S. officials said, with President Joe Biden warning that the strike will be met with American retaliation as Iran denied involvement. Well, of course they denied involvement. But here's something else before we continue with this article. There's something going on here. I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but it seems to me that the administration is worried about Iran. And, I mean, beyond the idea that, you know, they have some capability or they have reach via terrorism and so forth, something tells me that it's more than that, and maybe coupled with this sort of predilection to try to help Iran in some way with the nuclear program or to simply not go gangbusters at Iran. Now, by the way, I'm not advocating for a full-out total war against Iran at this point, but that may have to come in time depends on Iran in so many ways. But what I'm getting at is this overall overarching attitude that the administration has toward Iran. It just doesn't pass the smell test to me. I mean, the far left and the Democrat Party elite always seem to have been, looking to have some kind of relations with Iran that don't really add up to what's happening in reality. And, you know, again, sending John Kerry over there back during, you know, with the Obama administration. And then, of course, then President Trump gets us out of that ridiculous deal. And what is it hailed as? Oh, this is going to cause World War III and all this other kind of stuff. Well, it didn't really start to cause World War III, I think, primarily because the Iranian regime doesn't know what Trump is going to do. They had no idea what he's going to do next. That they weren't about to test that ultimately. But it seems to me that they have shifted in much of their thoughts in their estimation of President Biden. And it pains me to say that, because when it comes to our service people in harm's way, certainly now that we have had service people directly killed by Iran-backed factions, it seems to me that, you know, again, I would prefer politics stop at the shoreline, whoever the president is, whatever party they're from, takes decisive action. But I do think there is a real difference, and I think that this even becomes a campaign issue. You know, President Trump, to some degree, you know, with some of his reactions to this, some of his postings, none of this would have ever happened, or would it ever happen, basically. Well, partially, and I think for the most part, that is true. Because, again, they were not aware of what President Trump might actually do. He was an unknown commodity to them. But I think we can certainly make the argument that during President Trump's time in office, that he had a much better handle, or that there was a much better situation because of how the administration was approaching things, a much better situation in the Middle East than we've had for quite some time. And when the Biden administration comes into office, everything just deteriorates virtually overnight to where we get what we have right now. And my friends, I think that is just absolutely unacceptable, but it is incredibly illustrative, isn't it? So back to this article. The Pentagon on Monday announced the names of the three Army reservists killed. Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, 46 years old, of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy Ledon Sanders. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Kennedy Ledon Sanders, 24 years old, of Waycross, Georgia, and Specialist Brianna Alexandria Moffitt, 23 years old, my goodness, folks, from Savannah, Georgia, all from an Army Reserve Engineering Unit from Georgia. While Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabina Singh couldn't say at a Monday briefing where the one-way attack drone came from, she said it had the footprint of Khatib Hezbollah, We've heard that name here just recently as well in the mix of all this, and that the U.S. officials believe Iran is behind the attack. The drone hit early in the morning while many troops were still in bed, she added. So, again, just briefly getting back, you know, paying our respects to these three brave Army reservists, again, from a unit in, from Georgia. Again, what I just want to say is that, you know, we just mourn their loss. Our condolences, you know, our sincerest, heartfelt condolences to their families, their friends, their loved ones, their colleagues. And it always amazes me, and I've said this a couple of different times, I know, in the past, but it amazes me the bravery that our armed forces have, the people, the individuals. It's a very brave act just to sign up, right? You're signing up into the unknown. You're signing up into God knows what. Overall, I mean, I think people think they might have some idea, but I think it's always different once they actually get in the military. And only because, again, it's very intense. It's a very, very dangerous job. But again, that goes to my mind, to my heart, the bravery that is involved. It just is really something to me. I marvel at it. Each time we have not just stories like this, obviously, that are the ultimate sacrifice, but of stories of how these units or how these divisions or how these military personnel go in and get the job done. And they're literally going to harm's way. They train for this all the time, and this is their business, you know. And they're waiting for the civilian authority to say, you need to go over there, and you need to fight those people, and you need to take them out, and you need to stop them. Oh, and by the way, they're going to be shooting at you the entire time. And that, my friends, again, is something that it's hard for me to grasp. But like I said, I think like so many of us, you know, we marvel at that, and we're thankful for that. That's why, you know, when it comes to Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and so forth, this is why it's so close to all of our hearts. This is why when we see somebody, you know, we're in the grocery store and somebody comes by in their military uniform and we say, thank you for your service. It's not cliche. It's not anything like that. It's really genuine. And I know that they genuinely appreciate it. But that's exactly the kind of thing we want to convey. Okay, well, folks, we'll continue. We've got a lot more information about this. And again, our thoughts and prayers to those, and condolences to those that were the loved ones, the friends, the colleagues of our fallen heroes. So, folks, stay right there, because we're going to come right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of former President Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He entered a guilty plea in October, admitting to one count of unauthorized disclosure of tax returns. A warning has been issued to Americans regarding travel to the Bahamas. The State Department issued a level 2 advisory, alerting travelers to potential risks in the area. The advisory is prompted by the occurrence of at least 18 murders in the Bahamas so far this year. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers who are considering a trip to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl might need some luck to afford it. The most affordable ticket available on the NFL Ticket Exchange via Ticketmaster is priced at nearly $11,000 after fees. That's for a single seat in an upper-level end zone section at Allegiant Stadium. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Tuesday edition continues on, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. By the way, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. Just want to make sure that I reiterate that from time to time and maybe as often as possible. All right, so once again, folks, we'll continue to talk here just briefly about what happened. Again, we understand in the attack on the U.S. service, on the Tower 22 U.S. service base, three individuals killed, of course. Now, at the time, there was about 25 they thought were injured. That expanded to 34. Eight were airlifted out for much higher level treatment, is what it's being described as. And, of course, I think others may have to be evacuated out of that area as well. But, again, I think there's still a lot of outrage about this. And the response to this, again, is going to be very telling. Now, let's listen in to a little bit of what happened with John Kirby at the White House press briefing room regarding this. It's an interesting question. You'll hear one question start off, then there's another one. Basically, you know, we're supporting Israel, which is going after Hamas, which is Iran-backed. So the initial question is, well, what's the difference here? It's all Iran-backed. Let's listen in.
General, so the U.S. is backing Israel, annihilating Hamas, which is an Iranian proxy. Well, why isn't the U.S. doing the same thing with the other Iranian proxies, like the one in Iraq, the one in Syria, which resulted in the death of the three servicemen, and down the road maybe in Yemen? Why is there like a not the consistency.
Hamas violated a ceasefire that was in place, slaughtered 1,200 people, basically started this war against Israel. We're going to support our ally and our partner Israel as they fight this war. We are not, go back to what I said in the beginning, we're not looking for a war with Iran.
And already have war with Iran.
Stop right there. I'm beginning to appreciate a lot of these reporters a lot more at the press briefing room, only because, did you hear what he said? Well, we're not looking for war with Iran, but aren't we at war with Iran? Now, by the way, I'm not trying to be a warmonger. I'm not trying to create some state of affairs where it's, you know, this another endless war or something like that. What I'm talking about is that there is a state of war that Iran has foisted upon, you could say, against the United States, but also against the West, against our way of life, against our allies, ultimately. And so they are the ones who have created this state of affairs. And it's hard to just kind of keep tiptoeing around stuff and saying, well, you know, we're not looking for a war with Iran. Who is that message intended for? Is that message intended for the left in this country? Is it intended for some voting group that they're afraid they're losing? Is it intended by, you know, by the way, we had a story yesterday that we mentioned about the Biden campaign in Michigan being shunned at different locations by different, Arab American leadership, basically. And all this tracks with the support for Israel, obviously. And now, I mean, so who's this message for? We're not looking for war with Iran. Maybe the message, and again, I'm not trying to be a warmonger who says, let's, you know why? Because I understand the cost, for one thing. And I would never be so precipitous in some ways, that would lead to another bad situation. It has to be calculated. We have to know what we're doing, all of that. But what I would say is maybe the message should be, Iran, you don't want a war with us. Now, hey, Iran, okay, easy, Iran, just easy there, easy. We don't want a war with you. Now, come on. That's maybe the wrong message. Maybe that's the wrong attitude. Maybe the attitude should be, Iran, you don't want war with us. And it goes beyond simply saying don't, like I was mentioning earlier in the program, don't. Kamala Harris says don't. And Iran says, chuckles. But that was a great question. Let's back that up a tiny bit. And then we'll start again when you hear the reporter saying, well, aren't we, isn't there a state of war? Here we go.
And already war with Iran.
We're not looking for a war with Iran.
John, I just want to clarify two of your previous answers in the briefing. Are you suggesting in response to the border question that the president is withholding executive action?
Okay, we'll stop right there. We'll hear this thing about the border because it got kind of intermeshed in that whole exchange. But once again, we're not looking for war with Iran. That, my friends, I think is probably one of the wrong-headed ways of putting this. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. What is it about Iran that they really are worried about? I don't think it's the United States government, by extension, the Pentagon and so forth, would be worried about being able to take care of Iran's offensive capabilities. That hopefully it would be a very short war in that regard. But of course, there are other ramifications. There's terrorism. There's all kinds of things that have to be considered as well. But yeah, let's go back and let's listen to this question now about Biden and the border, because Joe Biden is also now, well, I can close the border, but I have to have this deal. I have to have this deal. Okay, let's listen.
The president is withholding executive action on the border until he gets the money that is part of this supplemental.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that the proper way forward is to get this supplemental passed.
And then in response to MJ's question earlier, it sounded like the administration has ruled out strikes within Iran.
Jackie, I appreciate the question. I think you can understand. I hope you can understand. I'm not going to telegraph punches here. We are not looking for a war with Iran. We are not looking to escalate the tensions any more than they already have been.
Okay, stop right there. We're not going to telegraph our punches. Nobody's talking about telegraphing our punches. What are we going to telegraph? Guess what? We just don't want to fight you. We're okay. Like I said, easy, Iran. It's all right. You know, don't get too upset now that you've attacked us at our base, and I'm not being flip about this, but killed three of our service people directly in their barracks, and now we're going to tell the bully, right? We're going to tell the bad actor, you know, okay, just you know, calm down. Why isn't Iran? Why aren't the mullahs, you know, wondering, quaking about, what have we done? What have we done? Now, I was talking with Frank Salvato yesterday, and you can pick some of this up on the podcast, too. And that is, we're talking about these mullahs, and we're talking about basically the leadership in Tehran. Leadership in Tehran doesn't really care, I think, about some of the destructive force that America can bring down on top of them, because they have an entirely wholly different mentality about what it is that they're doing. So, you know, to some degree, they're not quaking, but at some point, how much longer can they do things with relative impunity? Relative impunity. Because as Israel goes after Hamas, which is a Iranian proxy, and it's just as that other, I think, very, very well-spoken reporter said, you know, then you've got these other places that are proxies. Why aren't we going after them with the same fervor and all this kind of stuff? And what's Kirby's response? We don't want a war. And I will say this. I think it's important. I think all people want to avoid war. I think that is... That is, the chief goal, ultimately, is try to avoid the war. If you can, right? If you can through diplomacy, if you can through other means and so forth, or be so intimidating that nobody wants to start a war with you, that's also another good way. But when I say this, what I don't mean is that we should be weak or that we should back down or that we should not protect ourselves or that we should not go on the offensive when the offensive is warranted. But at some point, the Iran capabilities have to get turned off. How they get turned off? Well, that could be. It could be through, hacking. It could be through other strategic means and so forth. But don't stand there and just go, oh, we don't want war. Because guess what? They do. And we have to be strong. To be strong to prevent a war. All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Continue through the morning, Kyle Warren with you, and we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about, and this is part of the program, folks. If you're new to the program, this is the part of the program in hour number one, hour number two, a little before the top of the hour, we take a look at some of our national weather, which I understand for California, this later this week, I heard the term atmospheric river, and then I just stopped listening after that. That the atmospheric rivers coming into California, we are not prepared for those kinds of things. It's never good. But we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about some more of the national weather. What we also do in this part of the program is we like to start off with a song for the morning. And this, throughout the week, you know, we play these great songs. We've got some great requests as well that we're working on. And also, this makes sure that you kind of keep going throughout the morning. Keep your blood pumping, keep you revved up, keep you going down the road. Whatever you're doing, we want to make sure that we help you get through the wee hours of the morning. And I like this one a lot. This comes, of course, from the Beatles. It's one of my favorite Beatles tracks, of which there are many. And this is Ticket to Ride. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
John Lennon there, of course, on the lead vocals. And, of course, the Fab Four, everybody. And sometimes it just doesn't get better than that. And great track from the Beatles. And we got another great track coming up in hour number two as well. But I particularly like that one. It's kind of, it's got that very, very cool drum arrangement. That really helps to really make the song, at least make the record. By the way, Ringo was, and still is, of course, I think a real genius on these things. But sometimes I think his contribution is a little underrated, with the Beatles. And, because Ringo could come in and just kind of, put into the track, put into the song exactly what it seemed to need. And of course, I don't get into the history of the Beatles here, but, some people, were kind of detractors of Ringo, but Ringo is an excellent musician. And, the fact that his particular playing style is, I think, really hard to emulate for one thing. I think his contributions have been, pretty underrated, over the years, but, everybody loves Ringo, and, I do too. So, all right, let's take a look at what's happening out there, folks. We do have a couple of, we do have some winter storm watches. Looks like we got a dense fog advisory, both in southern Washington, in the Walla Walla area, and also parts of northern Oregon. This is going to go down near Baker City in Oregon, mostly in the central part of the northern part of Oregon. So it's the central, but it's also in the north, so you kind of get the idea. But then, of course, let's see here, around for our friends in Seattle, Washington, rainfall of 1 to 5 inches over the past 3 days has increased soil moisture to high levels across western Washington. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 3 inches is expected over the next several days. So listener Joan, in the Seattle area, listening on GCN Live, be ready to batten down the hatches. We've got some wind advisories to tell you about. This is going to be south of Eugene, Oregon, Roseburg, I should say. Come down Interstate 5, through Medford, and this is, going to turn into a winter storm watch up in Northern California. And that's going to cover a lot of Northern California through Sacramento. And then right now, we've got some dense fog advisories going on in the California Central Valley. This is going to affect both California 99 and also Interstate 5 from the Bakersfield area all the way up towards Sacramento. So, be aware of that. We've also got, some precipitation to tell you about this morning. And we do see some of that precipitation right around the Seattle area. It's kind of coming down a little bit to the west and to the east of Seattle, so kind of bookending it at this moment, but that can change as we go through the next hour. But then, of course, as we head down through the central coast of Oregon, just off the coast of Newport, down through Coos Bay, it looks like we've got some rain coming up onto the coast there. A lot more out in the Pacific Ocean, just waiting, evidently, to come in, and that, again, could be part of what we're going to see happening in California as we head through the rest of the week, and we'll keep our eyes on that as that happens. But let's see, in terms of other precipitation, snow mixed with rain near the Chicago area, it's going to head up a little bit through diagonally up through Michigan, through central Michigan, just at going by Grand Rapids, and then heading on out up towards up towards the thumb part of Michigan, as it were. We got a little bit of snow, looks like, in that area there. And that rain's also going to extend down through Illinois, through Springfield and Jacksonville. So be careful out there, folks. Definitely be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. And so next hour we'll check out and see if there's any kind of difference happening out there, at least precipitation-wise, and we'll have another another report as well. But as we get ready to climb up to the top of the hour, again, just sort of recapping on what's happening with the drone strike, the idea that there was a mistake or a confusion is, of course, human error, and it's just a very, very sad, terrible thing. What hopefully they'll be able to look at and investigate is that if there was any kind of deliberateness on the part of the Iran-backed group to try to time their drone return, if they're observing or what have you. I'm just kind of speculating on that. But certainly the air defenses, had this not been occurring at that same time, hopefully, you know, may have been able to take care of this incoming drone. But nevertheless, whether it's human error, confusion, or what have you, there is no excuse for what this Iran-backed group is doing or Iran is doing through this proxy. And the response of the United States is going to set the tone. And I keep saying it like that because we don't know exactly what the Biden administration may end up doing. But I think that there is broad support for something to be done, whether or not it is attacks directly into Iran proper, well, that remains to be seen. But nevertheless, the Biden administration has made a grand miscalculation by simply trying to say don't and try to be, say that confidently. But it turns out they weren't listening at all, or if they were listening, they just don't care. And now they're essentially taunting us. That's not a good position to be in, folks. That's a very bad place to be in. But, folks, when we come back from the top of the hour, we're going to be in a very good place because we're going to start hour number two of the program, hour number one in the books. Stay right there.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.